This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, we saw some early session follow-through to the upside from the big gains we saw take place yesterday. But then the selling took over, kept us negative the majority of the day, and we closed negative in both live cattle and feeder cattle. At mid-morning, the choice box beef was 33 cents higher. Selects were up 71, movement of 108 loads. We saw cattle kill 114,000. Head. It just seemed like this market yesterday overextended its upside without any real good reason behind it, and today we saw it give back part of that upside. On the close today, we saw the October live cattle down 50 cents, December cattle down 70, September feeders down 47, October feeders down 95, and October lean hogs 15 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America. Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, was there much influencing the grain market?
Yes, you can see it's being influenced by the upcoming Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning, USDA supply and demand report. It does cause a certain amount of positioning. I think we saw more of that today affecting the market than anything news-wise. We saw the good to excellent rating of the corn and soybeans yesterday afternoon respectfully stay at their same levels they were a week ago. We also saw the winter wheat planting is now 3% complete nationwide. But when you get past that, there was nothing out there really to sway our markets. Early upside had a hard time holding, as the only thing at the end of the day that stayed positive was the corn. December KC wheat down 4.5. March KC wheat down 4.75. December Chicago wheat closed down 2.75. December corn was up 0.75. March corn up 0.5. November soybeans 7 cents lower. January beans down 6.25. And December cotton 36 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up with it. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities on the Radio Oklahoma Network.